The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
It's April 2017. Pumpkin Patch has just gone into liquidation. Cyclones Debbie and Cook has ravaged the country in quick succession. Ed Sheeran's Shape of You is the number one song and his album Divide is the number one album. Clark Gayford is still just some guy and Paddles the Cat is still alive. All that would change 6 months later when Jacinda Ardern beats out Bill English to become Prime Minister and shortly thereafter Paddles the Cat dies. It could have been that Jacinda won the election on her own merits, or it might be that Bill English simply wasn't an option after a controversial move that had the world up in arms. Join us as we remember when Bill English put tinned spaghetti on pizza. Kia ora koutou, welcome to Remember When, your weekly dose of pop culture nostalgia in Aotearoa, brought to you by The Real Pod. My name's Jane Yee. I'm joined by the mama to my mia, Alex Casey and Duncan Grieve, and we're talking spag on pizza.
What am I?
Hold on, am I the mama to your mia and he's just Duncan Grieve?
Collectively,
I'm the spaghetti to your pizza.
You're collectively the mama to my mia. I'm channeling proper Italian, you know, like pizza. Bill English is channeling Kiwi pizza, you know?
He's wearing the Dolmio grin.
What do you remember?
Oh my God. I remember when he posted it on Facebook, seeing it.
Yeah.
And kind of posting something funny that was like, do you agree? Or something like, if you agree. And like just this really insane, like ECU of a wet ass pizza.
So I think we've got the picture. Are we able to bring it up? So what you're going to be looking at here is a couple of pizzas that are just some sort of, it looks like a bought base. And then, oh, there we go. We've got the whole three. Very red. So the picture on the left there is Bill English very proudly over his creation. And then you've got pizza about to go in the oven without cheese on it, and then you've got the cooked pizza, which has cheese. So somewhere between those two photos, he's put some cheese on and chucked it in the oven. Cooked dinner for the family last night. Like if you agree with tin spaghetti on pizza.
This is so evocative of a more innocent time.
Yeah.
Like it feels quite recent. It's 6 years ago. But man, like if you agree.
He was trying to be Prime Minister.
No.
Right now.
He was Prime Minister.
He took over from John Key. And there was this other controversy happening at the time because there were all these allegations coming in that New Zealand soldiers had committed war crimes in Afghanistan nearly 7 years prior. And in amongst all of that and the pressure on him at that time comes these pizzas. And some people theorise that, like, it was a deliberate distraction tactic.
It's like Taylor going out with Kelsey to get rid of the private jets thing from her.
He would have been so busy. He did not have time to make tomato sauce with those sorts of pressures.
Also, let's not forget, 6 fucking children. Of course you're putting spaghetti on
That's
pizza.
True. Also, spaghetti's Italian. And so he's keeping it regional. I think maybe it's
That's
fine.
That's true.
My memories of this lie solely with you two. My memories of this event was that it was real news and we did a live video on Facebook.
What?
Making the Bill English pizza. Do you not remember? It was at your house.
This really happened?
Have we got it?
With me in it?
Yeah. Though Sam has a theory that you're drunk, so maybe that's why you don't remember.
It doesn't sound like a theory.
I'm going to take your
over here at the risk of cutting you all off. This is how our Bill English pizza
is going to retain the heat.
Like vegetarian versions, that's not a Bill English pizza at all. It's just Dunkin's.
Bill English respect.
You're like, I'll do the pineapple.
They seem to be slurring.
Do you think you should cut those out? That's not going to make it.
I can't take them off.
Now. I mean, I'm going to cut them on pizza.
No. That's
bloody well I am.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Let's have bacon on it. Now, I just like to be clear. There are two live videos that happened. One is like 10 minutes long. One's like 7 or 8 minutes, or maybe 17. A long time of us being live.
Going live? This wasn't on the spin-off Facebook, was it?
It was on the Real Pub. What was then the Real Pub Facebook? Still lives on though.
I'm flushing.
And we never took the pizza out of the bloody oven to show the end result. We just like made this thing.
Still in there.
Could still be in there.
I loved Duncan just going, Bill English respects. And then just like petering out. We'll never know what was coming next.
Here are the facts. It was spaghetti, tomato, fresh tomato, bacon, tinned pineapple and spring onion. There was cheese. There was a lot of chat because the photo he posted where he was like right up close. There was clearly no cheese on the pizza, but he did put cheese on eventually. What I completely forgot was that this was a global news story. In my short amount of research, multiple global publications and networks chimed in on this, including Jimmy Kimmel.
They have a guy in New Zealand, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, a gentleman named Bill English, who I think is even worse, and I'm going to show you why. On Tuesday night, this is what he posted on Facebook. He wrote, cook dinner for the family last night, like if you agree with tinned spaghetti on pizza. He put canned spaghetti and pineapples on a pizza. This mother... Can I say the F word? I feel like I should... No? That is so offensive. That is an act of war. I mean, I think he just declared war on Italy. And maybe Hawaii, too. I don't know. Impeach that man immediately, New Zealand. This is why I've always preferred Old Zealand. It is true.
At the beginning when he's like, here's someone who's worse, he's saying worse than Trump, by the way.
Wow.
So that was the global reaction.
Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
It's also, I think it's not helped that there's already the pre-existing like pineapple pizza thing, right? Which always flares up every freaking 3 months or so. And then you just add in, I mean, also I think tinned spaghetti is also a weird creation to people who are not from New Zealand, right? Like that's its own strange phenomenon before you even put it on a pizza. And what a heavy pizza as well.
That thing is going to be,
it would be dense.
Gluggy. It's solid. So Bill English, because it wasn't long, he did the walk run as well. So like it doesn't, because Bill English in your mind is like probably our chuggiest prime minister, like just the most avowedly normcore, the least likely to go viral guy you could ever imagine. And yet, like it's quite amazing that in a very short prime ministership, he managed to make like Jimmy Kimmel by doing this like, so, I mean... I don't think he would. Well, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? Do you reckon he was trying to break the internet, or okay, this is just genuinely like an English household staple?
A little bit more context. It was his son who suggested that he put the photo up on Facebook. And I think the way the phrasing is with the like if you agree with spaghetti on pizza, shows a certain knowing
He knows the algo.
This is going to cause a stir. So whether that is Bill knowing that or his son, I believe it might have been Xavier, who did some other stuff that went up on Snapchat and so on. His son kind of got a little bit active in the campaign doing some social media stuff.
The Max Key had invented the model.
Yeah, exactly.
But speaking of Italy, Callum did a piece on, you know, basically a quick reaction piece the next day after this all happened, and he spoke to an Italian pizza chef, and this is what that guy said. He said, "You can't even call it a pizza. It's more, it's more like round toast with stuff on top," which I would argue is an apt description of a pizza. Like, is that not all pizza? Round doughy thing with stuff on top?
Is it without the sauce, though? That's what it needs to transform.
But he just said stuff. He doesn't specify. There's sauce in the spaghetti. I'm fully in defense of the spaghetti pizza because I just think it's a New Zealand thing. I think it's an instant coffee versus a barista coffee. Two different meals.
Yeah.
I
think it's like an interesting idea. I would never make it, but if someone gave it to me, I'd happily eat that. Have I never made that, apart from with you guys?
Yeah.
Me either.
Have you?
Yes.
I thought this was like if you agree.
Well, apparently, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying it's kind of like a South Island thing. But no, certainly we do. We do the other option where you forego the actual pizza base and just use a half a bun. Like we made them.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Them mini pizzas.
Yeah, but that's...
there's no spaghetti on these.
Yeah, spaghetti.
There is.
A half a regular bread roll with spaghetti, cheese, bacon, you know, we have regular toppings, pineapple, chuck it under the grill.
I mean, I'm really hungry right now. This is making
I'm
me
starving.
Hungry. So something's
it's
going,
not dissimilar to like a, you know, like a meagering sandwich, which is something I have indulged in before, and yum, carb on carb.
Really good. I would probably take that over this, but that's also obviously the more Pan-Asian flavours.
It sounds like we need to do a shared lunch. But a week later, he popped up on Facebook with another photo, another pizza, this time a bit more gourmet. He's making pizza with Nadia Lim. Like, he really got some mileage out of this because 2 years later, Domino's released a Hawaiian spaghetti pizza, which is still available to buy. Alex, maybe I'll order one to you so you can get a taste.
I'd love that.
It's on the menu to this day. And so, of course, Bill weighed in then saying, "My youngest said, started from the bottom of our oven, now it's here. Spaghetti pineapple pizza to order. Nothing beats homemade cooking with the family. It might be missing some of the key ingredients, but in the end, after an April Fool's and all the chat and debate, doesn't that just look like a decent pizza?" Sounds like some people were...
That post was finished. It started crazy. From the bottom of the oven, now we're here. And Bill's like, no,
keep
I
going.
Don't want to stay on this important issue. He's out of parliament. He's up to fucks.
Yeah, and also like the here of started from the bottom of the oven, not that high. Like, you're not prime minister anymore.
You know? Yeah. That's my diplomatic achievement of the year, is making the Domino's core range.
He's suggesting he's influenced Domino's. I'd argue that there were people putting spaghetti on pizza prior to Bill English. He just made it a global phenom.
He started the conversation.
You made it a hotline, I made it a hot song, you know.
That's true.
Wasn't there also, there was like, on Twitter, the Italian embassy or some representative in New Zealand like clapped back with a pavlova that had... like salami on top.
That's a great clap back.
Yeah,
but
and then
yum,
like,
too,
and
maybe.
Just like cream on it, like it looked disgusting. But again, like maybe an interesting idea.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, you're bringing the sandwich, the mee goreng sandwich. I'm doing the spaghetti pizza. You're on the pav with salami.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a delightful lunch.
Well, yeah, I've got dessert covered, so three course meal.
Thank you very much for remembering this treasured moment in time with us. Thank you. Have some spaghetti on pizza.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Kia ora e te iwi. Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
the Spinoff Podcast Network.